Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
I wonder about you sometimes. You may fold under questioning.
Ladies and gentlemen,
a man confined to prison is a man who has given up his liberty.
Would you please welcome
Garbage In, Garbage Out,
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having the health defending that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we're going to talk with the godfather of MMA journalists, folks, the guy, the most prolific writer of the past 25 years, the history of the sport. I'm talking about pro wrestling icon Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer radio show and the Wrestling Observer newsletter. Dave will be here in about 15 minutes to talk MMA until the top of hour number two on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network, and live worldwide at ringtalk.com and sportsbyline.com. Now, you can download the iHeartRadio app. Go to iHeartRadio.com/talk. Download the Ring Talk app there. You can take Ring Talk anywhere you want to go, anywhere in the world via your portable device, your tablet, your telephone. More people listen to Ring Talk on your tablet, especially in the MMA world. So check us out at iHeartRadio.com/talk. Look for Ring Talk and download the show and make the show happen on your portable device. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a little attitude dance here in Tower of Power with Tom Bowes on lead from the early 1990s. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check the clocks. 8 minutes past the hour.
To fantasy sports, time for you to up your game at StarFantasyLeagues.com, where you can play fantasy sports like football, basketball, hockey, and baseball and earn cold hard cash every single day. It's legal, it's brand new, and it's awesome. At StarFantasyLeagues.com, you can play your favorite fantasy sport for real money against real people, or even play the Star Fantasy League's free tournaments for your chance to win something for nothing. Put your money where your mouth is. Prove your expertise. Get your game on today at StarFantasyLeagues.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Very interesting. Neither fighter looking at each other. Not one time do they look up and look in each other's eyes. Fader, expressionless. Tim Sylvia says again, I have nothing to lose. It's finally here. The Affliction people give it to us. Fader Emelianenko on U.S. soil, fighting the former UFC heavyweight champ. It's Tim Sylvia.
This is the kind of fight you live for right here.
Yeah, this is for the WAMA heavyweight belt. Big John. Oh, nice. Sharp left there by
same position Randy Couture had Tim Sylvia, but he's got the
chance. He tapped out. 36 seconds.
That is why.
Fader Emelianenko. You want to know why? He is the greatest fighter on the planet today. That is why. Tim Sylvia shaking his head in disbelief.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. Write something about me.
That previous soundbite, almost a late great. Guy was done, man. Fedor Emelianenko, come on, he was done. Once he came over to the UFC from Pride, he never trained in a cage. He trained in a ring to fight in a cage. When he got in the octagon, he didn't know what that was about. And he got thrown around, he got beaten for the most part. Not that great of a fighter in the UFC. Of course, some will say he was way past his prime. I'll say he was past his prime. As far as way past his prime is concerned, he did beat some good guys over in Pride, but I don't think he would have beat the best guys in the UFC at the current time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, UFC 175, July the 5th. That's 2 weeks from today, straight up 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. will be part of the Fan Expo. That's what starts. The Fan Expo will be at the Mandalay Bay Event Center, the Convention Center, July 5th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and July 6th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. A $60 pass gets you in for both days. As far as meeting all the stars is concerned, GSP is going to be there. I'm talking about George St. Pierre, Cain Velasquez, Johnny Hendricks, the welterweight, the lightweight champion, Anthony Pettis. Take it back, the welterweight champion, Anthony Pettis, the lightweight champion, T.J. Dillashaw, the bantamweight champion, Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson, who was a winner last week, UFC 174. Pretty good fighter, Demetrius Johnson, but I don't think we're going to talk with Dave Meltzer about the numbers of that pay-per-view. Of course, UFC is never really good at giving up numbers of their pay-per-view events, but straight up, Demetrius Johnson, the fight just didn't have the buzz. The card didn't have much of a buzz. Stephen Bonner is going to be there, the UFC Hall of Famer, Forrest Griffin, Matt Hughes, Chuck Liddell, Dan Severn. Remember, he was like a man, he was like one of the founding fathers of the UFC back in the day, a wrestler, I think, out of Arizona. Ken Shamrock, the maddest man, the baddest man on the planet at one point in time, former UFC champion and Hall of Famer, of course, a WWE star as well. George St. Pierre is going to be there, the former UFC welterweight champion, the man that carried the sport, the banner, the pride, he was the guy, man. He really was. He was the guy that carried the entire UFC on his shoulders for a long time. And, of course, he lost to Johnny Hendricks. A lot of people thought the first time, the second time, pretty close. I thought it was closer the second time than it was the first time. But George St. Pierre is going to be there. Junior Dos Santos, the guy that was disfigured by current heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez. Of course, Cain Velasquez going in November in Mexico City against Fabrice Werdum of Brazil. But Junior Dos Santos will be there. Rashad Evans, a former light heavyweight champion, will be there. Carlos Condit, Dominic Cruz, Renan Barreiro, former champion. I got licked by DJ Dillashaw. Jens Pulver, man, he should be in the UFC Hall of Fame. He really should. Former lightweight champion. The guy was just a rough, rough dude. Uriah Faber, one of my favorite guys, UFC bantamweight fighter out of course, the Team Alpha male in Sacramento, California, fighting at 135 pounds. Man, He's really, really an amazing guy as far as a personality is concerned, as far as a fight is concerned. He's just so cool. I'm talking about Uriah Faber. Daniel Cormier, unbeaten, never lost a round, never been taken off his feet, straight up. The guy is undefeated across 0-0-0-0-0. The UFC light heavyweight right now, of course, the former Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion, undefeated 14-0, never been taken off his feet, an Olympic wrestler, a national champion. I mean, he's the real deal. I don't know if anybody's going to be able to deal with him and his wrestling. And he can strike, too. I mean, he sort of got a little bit of everything. And at 205 pounds, you're seeing him at his best. Because at 230 pounds, he wasn't really at his best. He was eating pizzas late at night, drinking sodas, having a good time, because he didn't have to make weight. He didn't have to make 205 pounds. He was fighting at heavyweight, beating guys like Frank Mir and Josh Barnett, both former UFC heavyweight champions. So he was doing this thing at heavyweight and pretty successful. The problem with him fighting at heavyweight is that Cain Velasquez is his best friend, and that is the heavyweight champion of the world. They will not fight one another. They love one another. I mean, love, like love, love. They're really close. They're really tight. So Daniel Cormier, he will be at the UFC Fan Expo, Mandalay Bay Event Center, July 5th and 6th. The Count, Michael Bisping will be there. Misha Tate will be there. The fine, fine chick, of course. She rumbled with Ronda Rousey, but she lost. Luke Rockhold will be there. Joseph Benavidez, another guy out of Team Alpha Male. Joe Lozano will be there. Phil Davis. Gilbert Melendez. Why isn't Gilbert hired? Are they doing this? They are doing this alphabetically. They should have Gilbert way up on that list. Gilbert's one bad dude. Pound for pound, up there, but one of the best lightweights, if not the best lightweight in the world right now. I mean, he lost that questionable call to Benson Henderson last year, who got the fortunate call. I think that was in San Jose, California. Straight up, Gilbert Melendez from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. I think he's the real deal. The highest paid lightweight going. I think he makes more money than Anthony Pettis. But Anthony Pettis and he are going to collide eventually. Of course, they're both going to take this Ultimate Fighter series, which starts filming, I believe, in July, the next season of the Ultimate Fighter. And that'll be on Fox Sports 1. But they're going to get this rolling, and at the end, they're going to fight each other. Anthony Pettis, the lightweight champion, taking on Gilbert Melendez, the former Strikeforce champion, who lost a very controversial nod to then-champion Benson Henderson for the lightweight title last year in San Jose, California. So Ryan Bader is going to be there. Tyron Woodley, man, did Tyron Woodley get licked last week? Glover Teixeira will be there. Cub Swanson is going to be on the UFC Fight Night coming up this week. He'll be on the card as far as these celebrities. Brendan Schaub, who's been on the show in the past, Kevin Gastelum. There'll be some big names, and there's like 50 other guys. The bottom line is there's going to be lots and lots and lots of MMA fighters, lots of your stars in the UFC, and of course, George St. Pierre. I'm glad he's coming back to the UFC. It looks like he and Dana White have buried the hatchet, and that's real important, folks, because George St. Pierre is an iconic figure, and like him or not, okay, I think he's a great guy in and out of the octagon. Demetrius Johnson, the winner last week, of course, UFC 174, and that was in Vancouver, BC, I believe. He beat a guy named Ali Bagdimatov. The unanimous nod across the board was 50-45. Demetrius Johnson, the real deal at 125, but who really cares about 125? I can't get excited about it. Welterweight fight, 170 pounds. Rory McConnell beat the aforementioned Tyron Woodley and beat him bad. I mean, just beat him up. Ryan Bader's always there, the gatekeeper at the light heavyweight division, taking apart Rafael Cavalcante with a unanimous nod, 30-27 across the board. That's three judges going for that after three rounds, of course. Main events in the UFC on television and UFC title fights are 5 5-minute rounds. All other fights in the UFC are 3 5-minute rounds. Another light heavyweight fight, Alvin St. Peru defeated Ryan Jimmo. That was a verbal submission to an injury. And straight up, pretty good card there. And you can catch a lot of the UFC on Fox Sports 1. And we're going to talk with Dave Meltzer about this fight passing, because this upcoming fight card, as far as the UFC is concerned, I think with Nate Marquardt topping him and James Tahuna, that's going to be on UFC Fight Pass only. It's from New Zealand. I guess it's going to be at some crazy hour in the morning coming from New Zealand and things like that. But it's going to be on this UFC Fight Pass, and not anybody I know has the UFC Fight Pass, and they're all UFC freaks. And they don't have the UFC Fight Pass. They're not feeling it. I don't think they want to join and pay another service. If they're paying for cable, they've got enough. And I think if the UFC wants to do this Fight Pass thing, they've got to do what the World Wrestling Entertainment folks are trying to do with their network. In other words, you subscribe to their network, and you get all their pay-per-view events, including WrestleMania, for free. if you pay like the 10 or the 15 bucks a month that McMahon wants you to pay. I'm talking about the iconic figure in professional wrestling, Vince McMahon. Not my favorite guy, but man, you got to hand it to him as a businessman. Of course, he's a guy that went from a billionaire. He was worth $1.3 billion just about a month and a half ago to about $700 million. Oh, God, he lost some money. No, that's that television network. It's just taken away from his bottom line. Putting money forth for this television network is killing the WWE financially, and they don't think, some people don't think they can make it. Some do. We'll talk with Dave Meltzer about that next. Dave Meltzer, of course, with the Wrestling Observer fame, both the radio show and the newsletter. 3 to 5 p.m. Sundays, the Wrestling Observer newsletter radio show with Dave Meltzer at times, but Brian Alvarez takes the show most of the time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. Do what it wants, give what it wants. Respect will come to you, and you can hold your man.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturing. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Brian Alvarez of WrestlingObserver.com. Join me and my buddy Mike Sempervivi for Wrestling Observer Live, the best pro wrestling and mixed martial arts coverage you'll hear anywhere, every Sunday, 3 p.m. Pacific, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
His recovery is amazing. One of the doctors actually showed me an x-ray of his bone where the actual bone is starting to grow back in just 8 weeks. They said it's unbelievable. And, you know, obviously he's still got to get in there and start kicking and punching and doing cardiovascular training. So we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, it's looking like he could fight by the end of the year.
UFC czar Dana White there talking about Anderson Silva? I don't think so, but my next guest, of course, he knows it all. I mean, he's the genius that writes the Wrestling Observer newsletter each week, 40 to 50,000 words. He's got it going on. He's the guy that's got the sport by the throat. I mean, if you don't go through Dave Meltzer, you basically haven't went through anybody. Dave, welcome to the show, the number one writer in MMA history.
Thanks, Pedro.
How's life treating you?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. First of all, what is UFC Fight Pass?
UFC Fight Pass is their streaming service. It airs basically the prelims of almost every show, and it airs full shows about once a month or so. Usually there's shows from either Europe or from Japan or China, New Zealand, Australia. It's essentially the shows that would be airing outside of prime time in North America, so they're not on TV in the United States. Mm-hmm. So they're put on Fight Pass. It's like $9.99 a month, and they do all kinds of special features, historical features and things like that. Like they got a Frank Mir feature up in the last couple of days talking about the 10-year anniversary of Frank Mir's first World Heavyweight Championship win over Tim Sylvia, and that was pretty fascinating because of how different, 10 years ago in MMA, I mean, it's like a lifetime, really. Mm-hmm.
It's evolved, obviously, since then. Well, look at the origination when Gracie was dominating the sport in his gi. I mean, he couldn't compete in the top 10 today.
No. I mean, those guys were, it was very primitive. The knowledge and everything was very primitive, and Gracie was a step ahead of everybody. And it only really took him about 2 years to catch up because it started in late 1993, and by the summer of 1995, I mean, Gracie's figured out that the game was catching up, and Hoist, basically backed out of the thing. Henzo continued to fight and had some success, but he lost a lot of fights as well. And the Gracies did build the sport in the United States and pretty much built the sport in Brazil as well and helped in Japan.
Okay, this UFC Fight Pass, does that include the pay per views for $9 a month?
No, it does not. It you'll get on the pay per view shows. Generally, you'll get the first three matches from the pay per view, sometimes two. On Fight Pass, on the Fox shows, Fox Sports shows, you'll get a lot of the matches on the earlier matches on the show, but you don't get you get all the pay-per-views probably, I think it's about a month behind, maybe 2 months behind. They actually have a library of every pay-per-view probably dating back through 2 months ago, from the very first one, and it actually has the complete library of Strikeforce, Elite XC, Affliction, Pride. So, I mean, if you're into, like, watching old fights, I mean, it's got almost everything that's out there is up there. And they're also going to have live fights from Invicta, the whole shows, starting probably around August, whenever the next Invicta show is, which is all women's MMA. Okay. And they're probably going to start making deals with other companies as well, and maybe even expanding to maybe boxing, kickboxing, submission fighting. I don't know. I mean, Dana White was talking about doing stuff with other sports as well, but, other combat sports.
Okay. The WWE Network, is that working out? Is it up and running?
It's up and running, and it's got a lot of old footage. It's got all the pay-per-views of WWE, ECW, WCW, a lot of old television shows from a lot of different companies. It also has features. It has a number of new weekly shows, NXT, Superstars, Main Event every week. It had Legends House. It's going to have reruns of Total Divas soon. So it's different from Fight Pass in the sense that it's a 24-hour channel that's got programming. A lot of it's replayed over and over and over again. It does include the pay-per-views and old pay-per-views and things like that. But you can also go and see archived content. And they both have about 2,000 hours of archived content. So you'll never actually see everything that they've got to offer. But the difference with them is they do offer the pay-per-views live on the WWE Network. They basically voluntarily killed their pay-per-view business to build their online streaming channel, and UFC did not make that decision. They decided to keep their pay-per-view business, and time will tell, which approach works best. And if the WWE approach works best, then I presume UFC will follow through. Right now, based on the last numbers, the WWE numbers were weak, but really in August we're going to get a lot better handle on how WWE is doing because they've kept the numbers quiet for the last couple of months.
Are they showing the Fritz Von Erich cards at the World Class Championship Wrestling out of Fort Worth in Texas and down there and stuff?
They don't have any of the Fort Worth shows, but they have the Dallas, the old World Class Championship Wrestling shows from Dallas from 82 and 83. I've seen a lot of those up there. They have a ton of libraries that they own, and they really aren't using a lot of it. You know, like there's no Mid-South Wrestling. I don't think there's much in the way of AWA. Maybe there's some, but not a lot. There's no Florida. There's no Stampede. But for whatever reason, there are a lot of episodes of the very early world-class wrestling, starting around late 82. I mean, the show started earlier, but that's where they're at, and they've got they're up through some point in 83. I was actually watching those at first, and then it was the problem to me was they were shown out of order, and so much of that was like soap opera in nature.
Yep.
So if you're not watching it in order, you kind of lose touch with it. And that was a big mistake that they made, is just they kind of throw up a show every couple days, but it's not like, you know, when it's not in order, it has a lot less meaning.
Dallas, Texas, I remember the Sportatorium?
The Dallas Sportatorium, that's where they're taped, yeah.
Yeah, that was quite an arena. I remember going there in the 80s, it was still around, and of course, it's been raised. I saw them. Didn't somebody do a video on that place, on the actual arena? It was a pretty good video. Did you see it?
The
rise and fall of the Sportatorium in WCCW?
I just remember one called Heroes of World Class Championship Wrestling.
That was it.
And it was long, but it was very emotional to me, you know, watching it, you know, because, you know, World Class Wrestling was a really weird thing looking back, because so many of the guys died young. You know, I mean, they had major drug issues, but they had, you know, a rock star-like vibe to the promotion. It was so much hotter than anything now. I mean, at a level that you couldn't really explain unless you were there. But the guy, you know, they had a lot of stars that were in their early 20s that, you know, developed some really bad problems. And, you know, if you look at the guys on those shows, I mean, it's like, you know, half of them are dead, if not more, mm-hmm. from that era.
You know, I was watching a video on the Iron Sheik. I bought this bootleg video at the flea market on the Iron Sheik. It looks like a movie that was done in the last few years. And, man, he's had some ups and downs. What's he like right now? Is he all cracked out, or is he on the straight?
They tell me he's on the straight. I hope he is.
What is he, 74?
Something like that. I mean, yeah, I think he is 74, but they don't even really know. Because I think that the story is that he doesn't even know his own birthday. But it's probably in that range, yeah.
That was an emotional video. Those guys that have turned him into a social media icon. I can't think of their names right now, but that was
the Megan Brothers.
Yeah, that was a pretty amazing video. Yeah, this sort of brought him back to life, man.
Yeah, like a big Twitter presence, and he gets, you know, people go to him for quotes and all that. Yeah, he's kind of a, you know, Howard Stern kind of a cult figure, saying really outlandish things. That's kind of how he kind of stays. You know, people kind of talk about the Iron Sheik and his whatever craziness he does, yeah.
Who's the hottest pro wrestler, before we go to the break, who's the proudest pro wrestler right now?
I think Daniel Bryan, but he's out of action because of neck surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But he would be the hot, you know, the key guys would be Daniel Bryan, John Cena, Bray Wyatt, and Roman Reigns, probably. Randy Orton to a lesser degree. I mean, as far as active guys, those mm-hmm. would be the hottest.
How come TNA just can't see the light? Why is it they can't fall up, they just fall down? Why?
They never make the changes necessary. They think they're going in the right direction, and they're not. And that's the deal. I mean, they just have a product that's not connecting, but they pretend that it is. And
Dave, they've been doing this for millions and millions and millions of dollars in many, many years, man. I mean,
yep.
These guys, it's like, I am not lying. I want to compare the chick that runs TNA to Helen Keller, blind. I mean, she can't see her way out of nothing. Is she running the show?
Yeah, I mean, she's the final decision maker. I mean, she hired a guy from WWE, John Gaborik, to run creative. And John never did anything creative in WWE. I mean, that wasn't even his department. He was a guy who, you know, put together the old Tough Enough television show, and he put together, you know, he would help with some of the vignettes. But he was never even in creative meetings in WWE, and then he was hired to run their creative. And it's like they'll hire people. Before that, it was Bruce Pritchard, who actually was in WWE creative meetings and was a part of WWE creative years ago. But it's like they hire people But you know, I mean, it never changes. They have this thing of what they think the TV show needs to be, and it's so much talking, and you know, quick matches, lots of talking, and they never get anybody over. I think that's the problem. They don't know how to get baby faces over. And to me, you live and die today based on how strong your baby face is. It's been that way for a while. I mean, like, because with Cena, with Steve Austin and The Rock, you know, that's when the thing was booming. When Cena was strong, WWE was strong. And with TNA, they never get any baby faces over.
Hold that thought, Dave. Okay. Running up on a hard break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, is on the line. Of course, the Wrestling Observer Radio Show airs 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific Time right here on Sundays on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is the iHeartRadio Network, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and the American Forces Network.
I'm Rashida Jones.
And I'm Quincy Jones.
I know how fast time goes by and the importance of cherishing life's special moments. In the blink of an eye, your world can change and suddenly you're faced with health risks.
1 in 6 men will develop prostate cancer in their lifetime, and every 16 minutes a man dies of prostate cancer in the U.S. But prostate cancer is often treatable.
So speak to your healthcare provider about a plan for your prostate health.
Go to pcf.org
or visit standuptocancer.org.
Is your car's air conditioning not blowing cold enough air? The shop can certainly bring back that cold for a couple $100, so you can save money and bring back the cold yourself with AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself cold air solution. It's as easy as inflating a tire and requires no special tools or skills. Go to acprocold.com to find the store nearest you. So stop sweating and start chilling with AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution, acprocold.com.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Vinspear Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Round number one, schedule for three. Oh! He punches Ray with a shot. Ray ties him up. Keep on the aggressive. Tries to grab Ray and drag him down the gable. There he goes.
Ray's an animal game for Panora Middle Kimball. Shot like a wild animal.
He is wild. Ray is going to get past this early fury. Look at Kimball with the Muay Thai kicks. He's got it all. Ray's trying to line up a shot and weather the storm. He knows what it's like to have to weather an early storm.
Yeah, the short race punch is hammering in. Rose is going to have to get back to arms like he wants to be in his comfort zone now. Muay Thai clinches solid knees for the midsection. Kimball now leading Mercer. Now lining up with boxing combinations. Who could have thought that this would have happened? Mercer laying against the cage, eating blow after blow, elbow, body shot, and now a double leg takedown.
Well, he's got him twisted up, though. Gray's got a lot of power. He's got him in a headlock, but you see the way Kimbo was able to break that. He's so strong. He's actually got him in side control. How about this? He runs the canvas, and Gray's on top now. Look at this stuff.
Who would have said it would be Kimbo on the back with Ray Mercer in his car? He would have tapped him out. Guillotine choke. Tap out win for Kimbo.
Just like that, he caught him in the guillotine, and before he could stop, we wouldn't believe it would have ended in a guillotine chokehold, but he caught Ray, and this Kimbo up on the cage.
This crowd going insane. Kimbo climbing to the top of the cage like King Kong on the top of the Empire State Building. Mixed martial arts world. Kimbo has given his notice. He's here, and he needs to stick around.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I can't take it anymore. I have had it up to here.
That was the drawn-out peak of the freak. I'm talking about Kimbo Slice and beating Ray Mercer, a former 1980 Olympic gold medalist in the Olympics, and, of course, a former WBO heavyweight title holder. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of mixed martial arts this hour. On the line from Silicon Valley is a man that created the Wrestling Observer newsletter. He pens that once a week. It's 40 to 50,000 words. And, of course, it's got the latest as far as inside looks of the world of MMA, professional wrestling, some boxing news. He's got Combat Sports Corner there. I'm talking about the great Dave Meltzer. And, Dave, what's the website once again?
www.wrestlingobserver.com. And you can subscribe to The Observer, either the print copy or the electronic copy through the news through that website.
Okay. What's up with Kimbo Slice? Is he done? Is he professional wrestling? What's he doing?
He was going to do one pro wrestling match, and he backed out on it. This was years ago. He did seven boxing matches for Gary Shaw, but he hasn't fought in about a year. And Bellator has talked with him about bringing him back. He's 40 years old now, about bringing him back to MMA on Bellator. Of course, you know, Bellator, huge changes in the last week with Scott Coker, the former Strikeforce promoter, now the guy who's going to be in charge of Bellator. Bjorn Rebney was given the boot. So
right on. Bjorn, I told you about living next door to Bjorn Rebney, right?
You never told me that.
I didn't tell you that story?
No.
All right. I got these L.A. court papers. I'm being a private investigator. I got some private investigation papers from a PI that was filed in a Superior Court case down there in Los Angeles County. And this was Bjorn Rebney, his neighbors against Bjorn Rebney. And the neighbors put forth a statement in this court case. And one of Bjorn and his ex-partners. And the neighbor put forth a statement where she said that she felt that Bjorn Rebney had poisoned her dog, that she had problems with her neighbor, this and that, going back and forth and everything like that. And the only one that had access to the defense in yard was Bjorn Rebney, and the dog was dead. So I wouldn't want to live next door to the guy. I thought he was going the wrong way with a lot of the decisions he made at Bellator, because Bellator had a chance. They had a chance to make a serious impact on the market, an impact on the sport of MMA, and I think they flopped. I think they flopped like TNA has to an extent. What do you say?
Yeah, well, the constant tournaments didn't click, and they used like a lot of unknown fighters, and they didn't really make. I thought tournaments were a good idea to make stars, but they didn't make a lot of stars. What's going to happen is they're going to probably in the fall, when they're done with the commitments and of dates that they already have booked, they're probably going to go to maybe a once a month schedule and more like a big monthly fight card. More traditional, like the old UFC did, and that would be on Spike, and then maybe a couple of pay-per-views a year. So that's kind of the new battle plan, that it looks like they're going to be doing.
I guess Scott Coker's non-performance contract is over, huh?
Non-compete contract,
yeah, something like
in
that,
March.
Yeah.
So, it was a three-year deal where he couldn't run a promotion, and I guess he thought about retiring, and this opportunity came, and this was more about getting rid of Rebney than getting Scott. But when they had to get someone, they had to get someone to replace Rebney, and Scott was on the market. And Scott does have the experience from the years with Strikeforce, and he, Scott promoted a lot of really great shows in San Jose. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can never take that away from him. But this is this is a different animal. It's going to be national TV promoting all over the world. With Rebney and everything, they would sell shows to casinos, to small Native American casinos all over the country, and they would go back to them, and they would worry about tickets. They never had to worry about tickets. With Scott, it's mm-hmm. going to be more traditional, going to arenas. which is going to be very difficult right now with the Bellator name. I hope that they change the name of the company. I mean, not that that's going to not a difference maker, but I just think that the Bellator name is a Rebney name. And just get it, you know. I mean, obviously, I can't use the Strikeforce name, which was Scott's name that he used from 85 or so on. But I just think that they should, you know, rename it and kind of remake it. And, you know, they'll have similar guys under contract and trying to sign other guys. And perhaps bid for UFC guys when their contracts are up. I mean, that may be the battle plan.
Well, you know,
to get recognizable names.
Bjorn Rebney, I sent him an email and asked him to be on the show about 6 or 8 months ago. And his publicist sent me back an email scolding me. Don't you ever contract Bjorn outside of going through me. I mean, he went on and on. It was like a two-paragraph thing. I wanted to gangster slap the guy over the internet, but obviously you can't do that. But bottom line is Bjorn Rebney's out at Bellator, and I think that's good for the sport and especially good for the people at Bellator. Now, Bellator, are they still going to try to go the tournament route, or is that going to be dumped?
No, it's going to be like fight cards. I mean, could they do a tournament every now and then? Yeah, but it's not going to be like constant tournaments or anything like that. That was one of the reasons Spike did not favor the tournament format. They thought that it just wasn't working in their minds. And I think the weekly TV, for whatever reason, it was, you know, it never really clicked. I mean, they did okay. The ratings really weren't too bad, but they weren't good. You know, they were just kind of there. And I think that they want, you know, a million viewers plus every week, and they weren't getting that with Bjorn.
TJ Dillashaw, surprise of thus far of 2014?
Absolutely, yes. I did not expect that to happen. He was an 8-1 underdog, and Henan Barão had looked absolutely monstrous. And in every fight, he just dominated everyone. And Dillashaw just came in. He was in phenomenal shape. He tagged Barão early. Barão, I don't think, was really himself that day anyway. And dominated him for 5 rounds, finished him, and knew... Bantamweight champion. They may do a rematch soon, or Dillashaw may be facing Rafael Assuncao next.
These guys are winning with boxing. Boxing 101. Dave, they are.
Boxing's a big part of it now, yeah?
Yeah.
You got to have everything, though, because if you only have boxing, they're going to take you down. But if you've got good balance and good wrestling, the boxing and the kickboxing becomes very important at that point, because in a stand-up fight, you know, boxing and kickboxing, that's the deal.
Okay, Chris Weidman, the current world middleweight champion, going UFC 175 2 weeks from Saturday. That's July the 5th, of course, that Fan Expo. We'll get into that in just a second. July 5th and 6th at the Mandalay Bay Event Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. How can I put this? When you look at Chris Weidman, he's never been taken off his feet. He's beat Anderson Silva twice, but yet the UFC had him under Anderson Silva in the pound-for-pound ratings even after he beat him twice for a while. What's up with that?
Well, that's media ratings, and I don't know why that would be after the second one.
That was ludicrous.
Yeah, after the first one, I think a lot of people went with this idea that Anderson was still the best fighter and it was a fluke. But after the second one, you can't call it a fluke anymore. I mean, because the second one, you know, even if you go like, well, Anderson broke his leg on that kick, so, you know, it was a fluke finish, which... I mean, you could say that even though it was a technique that Chris had practiced, but the fact is Chris was dominating that fight. Chris was probably winning that fight either way. So, you know, you beat a guy twice. You know, Chris has to be considered one of the best. You know, and he's never been beaten. Chris has to be considered one of the best fighters in the sport.
Has he even been taken off his feet yet, Dave?
I don't remember him taking off his feet, no.
No. I mean, I remember when he went into that Mark Munoz fight. Yeah, a lot of guys were picking Mark Munoz. I thought Weidman was going to win. I thought basically because he had never been taken off his feet before. I mean, that's quite an accomplishment. He's got that great wrestling base, but putting together the boxing game, the stand-up game, his striking, I mean, I think Weidman...
He's got submissions, too.
Yeah, submission holds. I mean, he's a complete fighter right now.
He's a complete fighter. Well, I think pretty much all the champions are complete fighters if you look up and down the list of their champions right now, almost all of them, because you almost have to be. Because if you got a weakness, everyone's going to know, okay, this is the weakness, and this is where we're going to attack you.
Okay, speaking of the champions, UFC heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez is going again in November on pay-per-view from Mexico City. They'll sell that arena out, won't they, against Fabrice
Werdum? I think they're going to sell it out as soon as those tickets are going on sale. I think that's going to be a big hit, and I think, honestly, I think that they made a mistake in not going to a larger stadium.
Yep, stadium.
I think they should have gone to a soccer stadium for the first UFC with Cain Velasquez, yeah. Okay.
John Jones, light heavyweight champion at 205 pounds, of course, the heavyweight division UFC is from 265 the 205-plus John Jones, the light heavyweight champion. Going to face Alex Gustafson in a rematch?
Yeah, September the 27th, probably Toronto, although the city hasn't been announced yet. I know there was talk of doing it in Stockholm, but John Jones did not want to go to Stockholm, and I don't blame him. With the way that a lot of the judging has been lately, I wouldn't want to go to the other guy's hometown in case the fight's close. And, you know, Gustafson fought him close the first time. It was a great fight.
Okay. Chris Weidman, the aforementioned world middleweight champ, 185 pounds. Johnny Hendricks, the world welterweight champ, 170 pounds. Anthony Pettis, headed for a clash with the former Strikeforce champion, Gilbert Melendez, the ultimate fighter of the next season. Of course, that's getting on in about a month and a half or so. So Anthony Pettis is the lightweight champion, 155. Jose Aldo is the featherweight champion at 145. G.J. Dillashaw at 135. And Demetrius Johnson at 125. Straight up.
And Ronda Rousey.
And Ronda, pound for pound, one of the best. I mean, she's amazing, and she's got such a beautiful attitude in addition to her beautiful persona. I mean, she's got – I think she's like the total package, man.
She's a superstar. Yeah. She's, you know, I think her and John Jones are like the two big stars in the company right now. You know, the problem with Ronda is you know, unlike John Jones, who has several good opponents, you know, Daniel Cormier, obviously, and Gustafson, Ronda doesn't have any in the company. I mean, Ronda, you know, yes, you got Chris Cyborg, and you got a money fight with Gina Carano, although I think Ronda would beat Gina Carano pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got money fights, but they're both of her money fights or people not with the company. And like her next fight with Alexis Davis, it's basically Ronda against X-Woman. You know what I mean? It's not anything that you know. It's not. It's like the selling point is just Ronda happens to be fighting, as opposed to Ronda fighting somebody in a big match. And those are tough sells right now. You know, you need a match to get people to buy pay per view, not just the fact that hey, Ronda's fighting on July the 5th. I mean, they're going with its double main with Chris Weidman and Lyoto Machida, and Machida's a real threat to Chris Weidman. I mean, he's a very difficult opponent for a wrestler, and Chris Weidman's predominantly a wrestler. But it's still not like Machida has a lot of boring fights, and he's not a big drawing card. So this will be the biggest show of the year, but I think it really got hurt badly with Chael Sonnen being taken off the show.
The great Dave Meltzer, folks, the originator of the Wrestling Observer Live radio show, which airs 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time on Sundays. And, of course, we're going to replay that tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. And then after that, you hear the Boxing Hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That's 3 hours of combat sports replayed Monday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Genius, what can I say? Say hello to the wife, and I thank you for all your time.
Okay, thanks very much, Pedro. Talk to you soon.
The great Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer newsletter, folks. Check him out, WrestlingObserver.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of mixed martial arts. UFC 175, 13 days.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you, too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Lost Lonely Boys. You listen to Lost Lazy Boys. Pedro Fernandez. Behind the mic, Scott Cuddy on the other side of the glass, our esteemed producer. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. We're talking about the USC champions. All of them, all but one, Cain Velasquez, John Jones, Chris Weidman, Johnny Hendricks, Anthony Pettis, TJ Dillashaw, Demetrius Johnson, and Ronda Rousey are all Americans. Right? Brazil. This is where the sport started. Jose Aldo is the only champion from Brazil. He's the featherweight champion, 145 pounds. USC Fight Pass, of course, James Tahuna and Nate Marquardt from Auckland, New Zealand, June the 28th. On that same night, Fox Sports will have a card. Fox Sports 1 will have a card. Lots of good fights on the card, topped by Cub Swanson and Jeremy Williams. We are 13 days away from USC 175, the World Middleweight Championship, which Chris Weidman will again display why he is the best fighter pound for pound in the world. And if he and John Jones were ever meet at the same weight, he would beat even John Jones. He is the real deal. Chris Weidman, I'm telling you, he's got the striking skills. We talked about it, the submission skills. Dave brought it all up. He laid it out. He is a complete fighter right now, and I expect him to roll over the dragon, Lyoto Machida. Although Zach likes him, Zach Young likes him. But Zach, sorry, man, you're going to be disappointed come July the 5th. Of course, July the 5th and the 6th, UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Mandalay Event Center. Of course, the site of UFC 175. Straight up, a fantastic weekend. If you're a UFC fight fan, check it out. Get down there to Las Vegas. Even if you can't get into the fight card itself, you know, spend hundreds of bucks. You can spend like $60 for this two-day pass for the UFC Fight Expo and meet all the stars, and then go watch the fight on television or on pay-per-view for like $20. That's what you should do. That's Pedro's solution on how to save money and go to Vegas and watch the UFC. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Don't forget, we are Saturdays and Sundays. Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour of boxing and MMA combined. And then on Sunday, we are for 2 hours. 1 hour of boxing, 1 hour of mixed martial arts, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.